wow. What are the typical things that we do during Chinese New Year?
请把书放好。What does the 把 mean in Chinese?
大家好，欢迎来到汉语 Chinese School 的中文博客，我是 Vicky， 新年快乐！你好 ，Emily。
大家好，我是 Emily。怎么样 ，Vicky？ 最近在忙什么呀？
哦，我们家最近在不是准备，正在过年。我们之前很忙，我们之前忙着准备过年嘛，打扫啊，准备红包啊。你们呢？你呢？
嗯、对，我们上周也有讨论过，过年每一天要做什么事情，嗯、对吗？所以没错，台湾也在过春节，所以我们今天就会来看看我们中国台湾的春节都在做什么呢？
而且今天我们要学一个非常中国特色也非常有用的结构，就是这个把。
嗯，没错，学会之后我们可以用来做指示、安排和完成事情。
嗯。So, 那我们首先来听一段对话。那我开始了。春节到了，家里是不是要开始准备了？
嗯，对啊，事情很多。我刚刚把年货放在门口了。
那你别把食物放在这里，放在厨房吧。
啊，好。我等一下就把它们拿进去。
哦，对了，嗯，可以请你把桌子收拾一下吗？
嗯，没问题，我已经把垃圾拿给楼下的回收人员了。
哦，太好了，那作业呢？
啊，弟弟已经把所有的作业写完了。
耶，太棒了。好，所以now let's really show down and look at the how we use 把 and how 把 works.
Mm-hmm.
So this structure is very important in Chinese because it helps us talk about what happened to an object.
So in the normal sentence, we usually focus on the action. So for example, I put the book on the table. So, but in Chinese, when we use 把, we focus on the object and the result. So thinking about 把 as saying, oh, take this thing and do something to it.
Yes, so let's focus on the structure. It's subject plus 把 plus object plus verb. So let's see some example from the dialogue. 我把年货放在门口了。I put the New Year's grocery at the door. So here, the focus is 年货, which is the grocery, and then what happened to them? They were put at the door.
Very nice. So let's see some extra example. So first we have 我把手机带来了. So I brought my phone. So the main object here is, of course, 手机. And what happened to it? I brought it. So I brought my phone. The second one, 他把窗户打开了. So he opened the window. So the main action, the main point here is the window is opened.
Exactly. Very often we use 把 for locations. Let's see the difference between 在 and 到. But before, let's see the structure. 把 plus subject plus 把 plus object plus verb plus 在 or 到 plus 地点, which is the location. So 在, the object stays in the same place. While 到, the object moves to a place.
Mm-hmm. So we have an example from the text. 别把食物放在这. Don't put the food here. So because I already put the food there. So the other one's saying, oh, don't put it here. 别把食物放在这.
Yes, and let's see more examples. 请把汉语课放到桌子上. Please put the Chinese textbooks onto the desk. 他把自行车放在门外. He put the bicycle outside the door.
Okay. So another very common use of ba is when you give something to someone. So the structure is the same as the first one, the second one. So subject plus ba plus object plus verb. The difference is in the end, we change it to ge plus the person. So the example we had in the dialogue, 我已经把垃圾拿给回收人员了. So I have already given the rubbish to the recycling staff. So the main object, 垃圾, and the verb, 拿, to take it, 拿给, to someone.
Very good. Let's see more examples. 请把这本书拿给老师. Please hand this book to the teacher. 他把礼物送给朋友. He gave the gift to his friend.
So last but not least, ba sentence often shows a clear result.
That's why we often see how or when at the end. So the structure is subject plus ba plus object plus verb plus how or when, like the result, the 结果. Let's see an example. 弟弟已经把所有的作业做完了. My younger brother has already finished all his homework.
Very nice. And then we have other examples. For example, 请把门关好. Please close the door properly. Or 我把报告看完了. I finished reading the report.
Exactly. But there's a very important thing about ba. You cannot use ba if there's no clear object or there is no clear result action. So it's wrong to say 我把工作了. The correct answer is 我工作了 or 我把工作做完了.
So if you can answer these two questions below, you can usually use ba. So first is what is the object? Second, what happened to it? What is the result? So ba means to control, to change the result.
Exactly. These tips are very, very important for HSK 3 exams. So please pay attention. And now it's your turn to practice. How would you say in Chinese, please put the clothes in the wardrobe and give the kiss to your dad?
So using ba, take your time. Try to think where to put this ba and how do we connect to action. So take your time and we will share one possible answer later.
Exactly. So while you're thinking about the answer, let's review the dialogue. 春节快到了，家里是不是开始准备了？ The spring festival is coming. Do you need to start preparing at home?
对呀，事情很多。我刚刚把年货放在门口了。Yes, there's a lot to do. I just put the New Year groceries at the door.
哦，那你别把食物放在这里，放到厨房吧。Then don't leave the food here. Put it in the kitchen.
好， 我等一下就把它们拿进去. Okay, I'll take them inside in a moment.
哦，对了，可以请你把桌子收拾一下吗? By the way, could you tidy up the table?
没问题，我已经把垃圾拿给楼下的回收人员了. No problem. I have already given the rubbish to the recycling staff downstairs.
太好了，那作业呢? Great. What about the homework?
弟弟已经把所有的作业写完了. The younger brother has already finished all his homework.
Very nice. So have you paid attention at the structure, how we use it in the dialogue?
Mm-hmm. So, thank you for staying with us. So are you guys enjoying this episode? With our classes, you can make even more progress. So please find everything at our website, hanyuchineseschool.com, or you can scan our QR code right here in this page. So let's continue to our lesson.
So we're going to see something interesting today because, well, we are during New Year, Yeah, we are, 我们在过年, 所以我们今天主题也是关于, 春节的哪一些活动, 还有我们应该做什么, so we're going to talk about the Spring Festival, we're going to do the activities.
Mm-hmm.
所以刚才我们在对话里提到了准备春节, 其实春节不只是待在家里吃饭。对,春节期间,
中国人会有很多特别的活动，而且很多的活动都和出门有关系，所以第一个最主要的活动是走春。嗯哼，对，走春的意思就是在春节期间在去亲戚或者朋友家拜年，很多人会把礼物准备好带去亲戚家。 其实到亲戚家也没有什么特别的活动，大家坐在一起聊天、喝茶、吃东西。Vicky，你们家走春的时候通常会做什么呢？我们其实也差不多，就是聊天啊，吃点水果啊，有时候长辈会给小朋友们准备。 红包啊，反正气氛是很轻松。嗯，我也记得，走春对小朋友最重要的就是红包，拿红包。对，the
red envelopes, give me red envelope, give me money,
给我钱，我要钱。<笑>对，然后我们也有第二个活动，那就是逛年货大街。哦，我超级爱逛年货大街。
哦，那年货大街就是一整条卖春节用品的街，你可以看到很多红色的装饰，比如春联啊、红灯笼啊，还有红包。嗯，
但除了这些，最重要的是还有很多小吃摊，可以吃到各种各样好吃的东西，而且。 我每年年货大街一定会买一堆糖果回家，因为很便宜。<笑>确实。然后还有一个就是到了春节期间，有些地方还有舞龙舞狮表演哦。嗯，所以舞龙舞狮通常在室外，比如说庙附近人很多的地方，你们记得。
上个星期我们提到说年兽，那就是我们跟我们春节有关的年兽，所以这个也是代表着年兽。对，然后在中国文化里，龙和狮子是代表好运的，然后力量和幸福。嗯，所以很多人相信看舞龙舞狮的表演。
可以带来一整年的好运。嗯，对。然后还可以，有些人是想摸一摸那个舞狮子。可以摸吗？
可以。
真的。 可
我不
以，
知道，我看每次都很多很多人，我不知道可以摸呢。 反正有些人相信，如果摸到了，那就是说一整年也会有好运啊，所以大家都抢着摸。
也是也是，所以为什么这些活动对中国人来说这么重要呢？
对很多中国人来说，春节活动不只是娱乐，他们也代表的是团圆、好运，还有新的一年的开始。
而且你会发现，春节的时候，人们常常要把事情做好，把东西准备好。
这就是为什么我们今天学的把。在春节前后特别常用。
所以如果以后你在中国过春节，要记住一件事。
就是不是只有吃饭才算过年哦，就是参加这些活动才是真正有过年的感觉。
没错，没错。OK，so 我们来看一下刚刚的问题。Let's take a look at the question we had. Please put the closet in the wardrobe and give the keys to your dad.
So the correct answer 是，请你把衣服放在衣柜里，再把钥匙给你爸爸。
Very good. So, did you guys figure it out? So we use 把, it's 在, in a place, and then 把 plus 给 to a person.
Exactly.
So now it's your turn. Try to make a sentence using 把.
You can talk about 在家里要做的事情，或者春节前要准备的事情，或者别人请你做的事情。
So there's different options. Please pick one and write your sentence down in the comment section down below. It doesn't have to be perfect, but let's give it a try.
Yes, exactly. So thanks for staying with us until the end. If you want to truly learn Chinese with real teachers and a clear method, just visit our website, HanyuChineseSchool.com, and book your free class. Of course, you can also scan the QR right here on the screen. We have courses starting from just 39 euros. That includes live classes, recordings, and a very complete platform to help you progress step by step. So, and also don't forget to give us a like, subscribe. It really help us to make this kind of content. And see you in class. So let's summarize what we have learned today. Today we learned one of the most practical structures in Chinese, which is the word ba.
And in the next episode, we will take a look at 就 and 才. So this is very, very important. They help you express the idea like early than expected or later than expected.
Yes, very useful structure. So make sure to join us to the next episode. So don't forget to subscribe.
So see you guys. 再见。
再见。